Wall Street got what it wanted and did not want simultaneously yesterday. The Federal Reserve voted to cut short-term interest rates, as investors had hoped, but the reduction was only half a point, and that sent stock prices tumbling. NPR's Jim Zaroli spent the day awaiting the Fed's decision with traders at a Manhattan investment firm.
If the Nasdaq stock market is something of a war zone these days, C.E. Underberg Tobin might be considered part of the front lines. The firm, which is located on Manhattan's east side, specializes in trading technology and biotechnology stocks. And traders here have seen their share of volatile sessions. A little after noon yesterday, Brian Finnerty, the firm's managing director of trading, sits in front of several computer screens on the trading floor, shuffling papers, watching TV, and answering the phone. The markets have been subdued all morning, Finnerty says, as investors wait to see how much the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates.
The problem that I'm seeing in the marketplace is some people are saying 50 basis points, others are saying 75 basis points. I'm of the 50 basis points school because I think Greenspan is a gradualist. Actually, someone just said a great term earlier on television. We're dealing with Alan Greenspan here, not Alfred Hitchcock. Greenspan does not like surprises.
Finnerty has informally polled the other people in the trading room this morning. Most expect a 50 basis point cut, or half a percentage point. But with the economy slowing so much, some people think the Fed will be more aggressive. A little before 2 o'clock, someone from Underberg Toen's research department comes into the room to announce that one of the tech stocks it trades has been downgraded by an analyst, an all-too-common occurrence these days. Then, promptly at 2:15, the news from the Fed appears on the TV screens overhead.
50! 50!
First rates repeating. The Federal Reserve Open Market Committee has cut the federal funds rate.
The Fed has released a statement expressing concern about the economy and promising to monitor developments closely, a signal it's willing to cut rates again soon if necessary. Still, the half-percent cut is disappointing to investors, and within minutes, the graphs on Finnerty's computer screens are showing a sharp drop in both the NASDAQ index and the Dow Jones Industrial Average.
It's 20 points right now. Boom, quick. Selling off hard on the NASDAQ. Dow just sold off 40, 50. Killing them. You're killing it.
Prices soon rebound for a few minutes, but then plunge some more. Among other things, Underberg Toen is a NASDAQ market maker, which means it links buyers and sellers of NASDAQ stocks and takes a small profit off each transaction. As prices fluctuate in the wake of the announcement, NASDAQ trading head John Cronin frantically juggles trades.
AMCC, 50 for sale. Let's go. Get me set AMCC. Tony, come on.
Within a half hour, the market has stabilized and Cronin can take a break. Many of the firm's stocks have taken big hits and the NASDAQ index is down almost 5%. But Cronin is hoping the worst is now over.
The market's going to settle in here. You know, I think that this is healthy right here because we're getting to a level here where NASDAQ's fairly valued. And, you know, you got to start buying them at some point. There's a lot of cash sitting out on the sidelines. And, you don't want to miss the boat in here.
Brian Finnerty, the managing director of trading, is also upbeat. He notes that the Fed has now cut interest rates 1.5% this year. That's bound to help stock prices eventually.
As time goes forward now, it's going to start to have a bit of an impact on the economy, on corporate spending. It's going to inject some liquidity into the marketplace, and things are going to start to happen again.
But Finnerty also concedes that the bad news from tech companies will continue for a while, and that the weakest stocks may have further to fall. That means the market hasn't seen the end of days like this one. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.